Good morning, everyone, and welcome to day two of the Feel Better Challenge. Yay, we made it! So happy you're here. So happy you are playing with a new intention of possibility. And today, we're going to play a little bit with. First of all, I want to talk about the Neural Pathway Gym. So if you haven't already, download the blueprint and be sure to read it. It's a short read, but it gives you a really wonderful overview of what we're going to be doing here this week and gives you some tools that you can use and even prepare for this week. So make sure you're looking at that, okay? And let me find what I've got here. Okay, so today we're going to play with the Neural Pathway Gym and accessing your gifts and your power, which is your purpose. Sound good? Let me give you a little rundown of our menu this week. Tomorrow is Money Day. So we're going to be playing with money and prosperity and financial abundance. And then Thursday is relationship. This is the conflict basher. And we're going to be doing some wonderful journeys and a really cool technique that is an absolutely proven technique. It's part of the STT system of healing, spontaneous transformation technique, system of healing. And then Friday, we're going to play with physical healing, illness and disease and upset, aches and pains, all that kind of fun stuff. So we've got a powerful week still planned. This is your habit breaking, belief busting, neural pathway creating transformation. And I hope you've already seen some changes since yesterday. Now, I want to immediately talk about the Neural Pathway Gym because the Neural Pathway Gym, I just want to make sure that everything's working well. Yep, looks like it. The Neural Pathway Gym is, if you've read about it in the blueprint, by the way, if you're seeing this video and you don't know what the heck's going on, this is the 5-day Feel Better Challenge. And if you're interested in participating, just type in the comments below here, register. And I'll send you some information on how you can register for this event. It's 100% free. Okay, and I've already set up, by the way, in your back office, in your listening salon, the bonus Q&A call that I've planned for Saturday at 11 a.m. Now, if you're watching this later, it's already there. And it's extremely powerful when you gather in a group and ask questions of me. There probably will be some healing. And you're going to see how the mind works. You're going to see how we're using what we've experienced this week to really transform. So be sure to come for that if you can. Of course, replays are available for all of this. Okay, so here we are, Neural Pathway Gym. Yesterday we had an extremely powerful process. It was healing from start to finish with the encoded language and the encoded information, okay? Then we did an STT session that was so powerful. It was something that just really unwound a lot of people. We got hundreds and hundreds of emails from people sharing how it really made a transformation for them, that something they've been dealing with for a long time kind of broke free. I'm so happy, and that's the power of this accelerated system, which is the STT system of healing. Now, here's what happens. Day two comes along. Or even the end of day one, you had this amazing experience. You might have, if you've ever gone to a workshop, you might have had the same experience. We've had this amazing experience of transformation, and then you go back to your life, and it seems like it's exactly the same. So, when you are first learning the piano, right, you can't play a concerto on the first day. And we are creating a symphony of a life here. We are creating a new life. And so, first of all, I want you, if you can, to bring beginner's mind to this. This is a new way of thinking. This is a new way of being. We were going to be unwinding and unpacking and breaking free of old limiting beliefs that were set in stone when we were kids in the moment of trauma. Okay, from 0 to 7, a lot of the beliefs that we are still living through that is running us by default in our deep subconscious are still there. Now, you remember the story of the boy I told yesterday I'll do a quick review. There's a little boy. He had an amazing day at the skate park. He's walking home. He has a stick that and his skateboard's under his arm. He's just loving this day. And he has a stick that he's running along a fence. A Rottweiler freaks out, breaks his collar, jumps over the fence, starts to chase him. He grabs his pant leg. He falls down, but the owner grabs the dog just in time. And the little boy is terrified and runs home, and his mom's not there for him because she's dealing with six other brothers and sisters, and then yells at him for not having a skateboard. And in that moment, what's happened is that boy has decided what life is. He's made conclusions about who he is in life. He's made a conclusion like, if I'm in pure bliss, which he was, and it moves immediately into terror, which happened, there's a belief that's formed there. And that belief is life is not safe, especially if I'm in bliss. So you can imagine he avoids bliss for the rest of his life until this moment when he's in the 5-day challenge when he unwinds it, right? And so we have not only one, but thousands and thousands of these beliefs. And what happens in the moment of a belief is that the expression of the emotions gets repressed because it wouldn't have been safe to express the emotions, right? It wasn't safe for him to express to his mom how terrifying it was. He thought he was going to die. It wasn't safe if his mom didn't create a safety zone for him to express that. So the emotions got repressed, and in a way, these repressed emotions have saved us. They have saved us because if we had, for many of us, if we had expressed those emotions in that moment, it would not have been safe, right? So we repress them. And I've always seen them as wrapped in these hard coatings that I see as walnuts. Now, what I didn't mention yesterday is that in the middle of the walnut, and you've already experienced that, once we crack it open and allow the emotions to finally express in this super safe environment that we're in right now, when that emotion gets expressed, in the middle of it is the diamond. It's a diamond of the truth of who you really are. And one of the things I ask in the spontaneous transformation technique is, we ask the little one, what is it that you need now? And when they share, I need love, I need acknowledgement, and we ask them, tell us, what would it look like? What would it feel like if I could experience that? And when they say, it would feel like this, the new neural pathway is being created and being supported by the diamond of truth that has been held in that repressed emotion. Isn't that exciting? So we're releasing the diamonds of us. And so from now through the end, I want you to imagine that as you release and unwind these old limiting beliefs, that there's a diamond that's seeding itself back into your heart. Just imagine that. Okay? Just imagine that. Now, what happens is the mind is being fueled by these beliefs that are deep in the unconscious. And when we have those traumatic events, we vacate the heart. And the heart is where the guidance comes in. The heart is where a connection to a greater possibility, to a higher level of our soul. And so when we vacate our heart, we vacated that guidance. And so now the mind has to come in and do something it wasn't designed to do. The mind comes in and has to take over the guidance, and it doesn't have the map or the plan. Our soul has the map or the plan. Our heart is our access to that map and plan. And so our mind is struggling, so it's doing a skill set it wasn't designed to do. It is reacting. It is pointing at what's wrong. It is worrying. It is self-sabotaging. It is thinking it's stuck. It is projecting meaning onto things. It is looking at a situation, at what someone said, throwing meaning at it, and then taking it personally. That's what the mind does when it doesn't have the guidance of the heart. And the guidance of the heart comes from, all this week, we are going to be accessing the heart. And a really cool way to do that is the sacred chamber. And that you have in your blueprint the steps to access your sacred chamber. And we'll be doing that this week as well. So when we are now accessing our heart, another way to access the heart is to use what's coming up. The upset in the moment now becomes a point of access instead of something that spirals us down. When we do that and we do a spontaneous transformation session in that moment, we are accessing the heart again. Isn't that exciting? So that's what we're doing right here, right now, and that's what we're doing all week. And I want you to notice that right now, as your mind is considering these things, remember I said that everything I'm sharing, every word has an intention of love and healing behind it, so it's encoded. And so also what's happening is that I'm giving your mind some fodder to chew on. And when your mind is chewing on and considering, it's creating an opening, and there's healing in that opening. Isn't that exciting? So Neuropathway Gym kind of comes in here. Okay, so let's look at this process. We've got these beliefs that are deep in the subconscious. How do we access those beliefs to unwind them? Well, look at your life. What's bugging you about your life? Everything that's bugging you about your life is a belief. The bugging part. Your life is your life. Your life is just part of your soul's journey. There's going to be seasons of good and seasons of what seems bad. Now, the difference between good and bad is 100% us and our mind. We point at something and say it's bad. I was having a conversation yesterday about swear words. You know, and it's okay if you don't like swear words, by the way. That's okay. But it's just a word. It has no meaning, really. It has no energy except for what we put on it. So when we look at the circumstance of our life, even if we look at politics, our energy has thrown meaning at something. And when we've thrown meaning at something that says, no, that's not good, we've now put ourselves in jail. Now, that's not to say that there aren't some things that are not okay in this world. That's absolutely true. Any kind of abuse or harassment is not okay. And it's not that we don't ever throw meaning at things again. It's just that we are conscious of what we're throwing meaning at and where that meaning is coming from. Where is the meaning coming from? If it's something that is making you super upset, but you're not in harm's way, then that's a belief. That's a limiting belief that happened as a conclusion in a moment of a trauma. You got it? So the neural pathway comes in here. So now we use what shows up. Okay, we do a spontaneous transformation. We're going to do another session today on releasing into our power, into our purpose, and knowing and accessing our gifts, right? And good. So we are accessing our gifts today, and what happens in the moment of the unwind is we feel so good. And then we think, I'm cured. Oh, my God, we're so adorable. Well, we're not cured. There is no cure because we're not broken. There's only life showing up in its different hues and densities, nudging us to an expansion that maybe couldn't be possible without that. And that thing is nudging us, forcing us, sometimes 2x4ing us, into conscious awareness of the belief that is driving us, that is no longer serving us. It's a belief that happened a long time ago and helped us to survive. And when the heart's been vacated, the mind is taken over, the mind is fueled by that belief and says, that's the only way to survive. That's it. So I'm saying, let's move from survival to thriving. Let's move into a new paradigm of, instead of looking at our life circumstances or something that are victimizing us or harming us, instead, we look at it as something that's there for us. And it's there for us because we're ready. Because we've been asking the universe for a change. And in order to get from where we are today and the change we've been asking for, we have to make some changes. If we were a vibrational match for what we wanted, we would have it. Because we don't have it, we are not a match. So something needs to change. What needs to change? The old beliefs that will not allow us to be a match for what we want, for what we desire. Right? So what we do now is we notice, we bring conscious awareness to everything. We notice when we're in a reaction, and instead of diving and spiraling into the reaction, we instead pause and breathe and say, oh yeah, I'm in a reaction. This reaction is based on a belief. This belief is based on something that happened in childhood. And it can happen from adulthood too. But even the reaction that happens from adulthood usually has a seed from childhood, from the childhood belief and the conclusion that was made in the moment of an upsetting event or trauma. So in that moment, we use it. We go, wait, what if this is here for me? Remember the what if game? What if this is here for me? What if it's here for me? Wow, okay. So now we can start a new conversation. Now we can say, well, if it's here for me, then there's got to be a belief under it. And if there's a belief under it, then I get to use it. Okay? So we've been carrying a belief since we were 5, 6, 3, 0, right? A conclusion was made that's been in the subconscious running things. Okay, and here we are in a moment of reaction, starting to unwind, starting to notice that there's more going on here, that we are actually very powerful. And in that moment, we can say, this, what if this thing I thought I healed yesterday is actually back here for me to support me in the next healing? Okay, so we unwound circumstances in day one. We went inside and we noticed the emotions that were upsetting for us, and we changed them for sure. And in that moment of change, we created a new neural pathway. The old neural pathway that's been in operation likely for decades is now going away. I call it the shadow neural pathway, okay? And the new neural pathway is gaining in strength. So is the old neural pathway gone? No, that's the habit. It's a habit of thinking, okay? So if you are in that habit of thinking, instead of saying, oh my God, it didn't go away, what's wrong with me? Oh, Jen stuff doesn't work. Instead of doing that, use it. Use that moment of resistance and go to the neural pathway gym. And what that looks like is, there's the new neural pathway and the old. The old one is going to show up now as a moment of resistance to support the new neural pathway. Now, this is resistance training. People go to the gym and they push against weights to train their muscles and grow them. Your life is going to supply you with resistance, and you can use it to do resistance training now and bring conscious awareness to choosing a new path. So it shows up. And you say, oh, I'm going to the neural pathway gym. I'm going to push against this old habitual neural pathway to grow the new one. So instead of your life being, oh, it didn't work, instead it's, oh, it's here to provide resistance so that I can grow stronger in this new neural pathway of thinking. Isn't that cool? Very exciting. So, with the neural pathway gym in operation now, as we go through the healings, I'm about to do another healing. As we go through these healings, each one of the healings will provide a resolution at the end, an energy of openness, an energy of connection. We are re-engaging and going back home into the heart. That's what we're doing. We're opening up your capacity to be connected. And when you're connected, you're in a new place, a whole new place. And so that connected place is something I want you to really focus on from now on. What does that feel like? Again, asking questions like, what if I were really connected to my soul? What would that feel like? Let's do that right now. What if right now I were really connected to my soul? I mean, I was like super connected. What would that be like? Now just pretend with me. Just move into fantasy. just pretend and move into fantasy. What if right now I were, oh, wow, there's a huge vibrational energy field moving in as all of us in this large group do this together. What would it be like if I were fully connected to my soul? Who might I be like if I, every day, I lived from a place of deep connection? Now just imagine that, fantasize with me, visualize that, feel it, imagine it, pretend. What would that be like? And feel the sensations in your body, feel the openings, and describe it to yourself for a minute. What would it be like if I were fully connected to my soul? What would that be like? And feel that, oh, that would feel really good. Feel the freedom. And so what we're doing is we're creating new neural pathways as we do that. Okay? There we go. Very, very good. And there's actually there's a powerful unwinding happening right now. We're moving into healing singularity right now. As all of us in this group consider, what would it be like? Who might I be like? What would that be like? That's it. That's it. It's powerful, powerful healing happening. Isn't that amazing? Just that simple thing of what would it be like if I were, especially connected to the soul, that creates this powerful, beautiful opening. That's it. Beautiful. Okay, we're going to use that now. And we're going to go into what I call the white space. And the white space is just, all of us have it, and it's a space where there's no thing. There's no nothing there. There's no thing. It's zero point. It's a still point. It is a place where there's no conditions, no expectations. Most people experience it as this beautiful white space, this endless white landscape. That there's just, and there's nothing that can happen here but love. It's actually a place of concentrated love. So just pretend with me right now that you're moving your energy, your attention, and holding an intention and moving your attention to this white space. Now, for some of you, someone shared in my last program that they saw a blue space. It was like blue sky. That's fine, too, whatever it is. White space is nice because it allows the mind to just go blank because there's nothing to hook on. So bring your attention into the white space. That's it. Right there. And just breathe into this white space. Just breathe into this white space. And just notice that there's no thing here. That there's no attachments, no expectations. There's just stillness. There we go. Wow, that was powerful. And as you're in this beautiful, beautiful stillness, that's it. Just notice and describe to yourself what it feels like. Shine the light of consciousness of what it feels like to be in pure stillness. Pure zero-point concentrated love. And for those of you who are struggling at all with this, whose mind's active and say, I don't know if this is true. She looks kind of weird. I'm not sure if this is real. It's okay. Notice the mind and say, I hear your mind. But I'm going to do this anyway. Or you can just have an inkling that you're there. And the inkling contains with it the whole. That's it. That's it. Beautiful. And so as you stand in the white space, and you stand in the stillness, in the beautiful divine stillness, that little prayer always comes in for me here. So describe yourself what it feels like to be in pure stillness. And notice that you're actually in that deeper, even deeper connection with your divine self. And we're going to say this prayer, which is, and say this to yourself. Be still and know that I am God, Divinity, Source. Feel those words. Be still and know that I am God, Divinity, Source, that I am this energy that is here. Be still and know that I am. That I am. That I am that I am in this place of stillness. Be still and know. Know, just know the stillness. Be still still in the stillness. Be. That's it. Just be. And in this place of just being, describe what that feels like again. And as you're describing it, I want you to kind of look up, and there's this little area where there's some color that is coming in. And as you look towards it, the color and the vibrancy expands, and it's so beautiful. This is a beautiful area filled with color and light, iridescent, gossamer, beautiful light. And as you turn towards it and start to walk towards it, it gets more vibrant, and you know that it's powerful and healing. And as you get closer, you see a sign that describes what this area is, and it says, my gifts, my gifts. This is what you came to the world to deliver. And as you start to move into it, you start to feel the vibration of you, of this divine, be still and know that I am energy, that I am divinity energy. And you see that these are the little slivers of divinity that you are, that you emanate, even if you don't think so. These are the gifts that you emanate through pure energy. And if you're not seeing a specific thing there, like you're not seeing the gift of an artist or whatever it is, it's okay. Bathe in the energy of your gifts. Allow them to prompt you who you are. Many of us have allowed our minds that have been fueled by old beliefs, limiting beliefs that happen in the moments of trauma, to decide what our gifts are. Or we've let someone else decide for us what our gifts are. So this is a whole new template. We're going to throw all those just aside, and we're going to move into here in the pure energy of what our gifts really are, the soul version of our gifts. And we move in, and we just try on this energy like a beautiful cloak. And as we try on this beautiful cloak of our gifts, we notice that there's the sleeve is one kind of a gift, and this is another, the other sleeve is a different kind of gift, and the front panel is another gift, and the right panel is another gift. And we try this gift on, oh my gosh, wow, this is taking my breath away. And we just feel our gifts. We feel our gifts. We feel them. And it doesn't matter if we know what they are, if we have a label for them. Labels don't matter, because it all starts with the energy. And as we shine the light of attention of what the energy of our gifts feel like when we try them on, we are activating our gifts. We are activating our gifts. So feel it. Feel what your gifts feel. What's the essence of your gifts? Who are you when you are noticing and awakening your gifts? What does it feel like to be wearing your gifts, the beautiful, iridescent power of your gifts? And in this moment, as you're wearing the cloak of your gifts, notice that your chakras are lining up. That the base chakra, which is right around the pubic bone, the second chakra was just under your belly button, third chakra, which is your abdomen, the heart chakra, the throat chakra, and the third eye chakra, and the crown chakra are all spinning in the right way, in the right direction, at a beautiful, perfect amplitude that brings your gifts into a higher level of consciousness. The chakras are completely lined up with one another. As you're wearing this cloak, it's supporting you in really aligning with them. And they're lining up, creating a vibrational field that is moving now. It's moving. And it creates this really interesting thing. There's energy going up one way and down the other way on different sides of the body. And that's creating like this centrifugal energy of movement that is creating tremendous stability. You cannot be pushed over when you are standing with your chakras completely aligned with the cloak of your gifts on, creating this, it's called a toroidal field. You can Google it afterwards, toroidal field. And you're creating this toroidal field that is creating absolute power, absolute strength, absolute stability, alignment, and balance. And as you feel that, you take a moment and describe, what does this feel like? To have my chakras completely aligned. That was activated by my gifts, and my gifts are further being activated by the alignment. What does that feel like? What does that feel like to feel the energy and essence and frequency of my gifts? What's that like? Take a moment and describe it to yourself right now. Describe it to yourself right now. That's it. That's it. That's it. Beautiful. Beautiful. Oh, and there's this beautiful still point that is moving in, that is just leveling out the energy. So it's not one of winning a lottery. It's one of, of course. Of course this is who I am. Of course this is the energy that I vibrate. Of course this is the sliver of divinity that I am. Of course I am this prism refracting this powerful energy into the world. And I'm here to tell you that you've been doing this all along. But now, with you being conscious of it, you can stimulate it even more. You can notice that it is beckoning back to you. New resources, new divine supply, new support networks, new individuals showing up, new ideas like this. That's it. So stand in your power of your gifts right now. Stand in that. And know that your purpose is to just be you. That's it. Your purpose is to just be you. This you. The you that is aligned in your chakras. The you that is able to wear with confidence and with knowing and with strength your gifts. Your purpose is to just be you. Your purpose is to be still and know that I am divinity itself, that I am a sliver of wonder. And that wonder is being filtered through the gifts that is in this cloak, that you are a prism that is refracting this energy into the world. You are the master you are seeking. You are the solution you've been praying for. You're it. You're it. You're it. So breathe that in and ask the question, what if that were true? What if that were true? What if you're it? What if you are this powerful being that has these amazing gifts? What if that were true? What would that be like? Take a moment, and because we're creating a new neural pathway right now, describe it to yourself, which awakens it. When you shine the light of consciousness of it on it, it awakens. It awakens. Play and notice and feel that awakening that is happening right now as you describe what it feels like to be standing strong in a place of knowing that you are a refraction of divinity itself that is moving through the filter of your brilliant gifts. And your gifts, and some of you are starting, I'm seeing that some of you are starting to get an inkling of being able to name some of these gifts. And they're not the traditional things like artist. They are, my gift is power. My gift is gentleness. My gift is grace. My gift is being loving, demonstratively loving. My gift is listening. You might notice that your gifts are more than just a thing that allows you to do. Your gifts are something that allows you to be. And when you're in that place of being, you are unstoppable. Now, remember we talked about there's something that you want, and if you were the vibrational match, you would have it? So there's this place in between that I call the gap. It's God's area of preparation. And right now, what we're doing is we are moving the needle and accelerating the process so that you are a match for what you want. When you go to the Neural Pathway Gym, go to this place right here. Go to the place where you try on your cloak. You line up your chakras. You feel the toroidal field of power grounding you. And you know to be still in this power of you. And know that you are divinity. Be still and know that I am. That I am, that I am, that I am. And my power lies in just claiming who I am, knowing it beyond a shadow of a doubt, and being. And in that place of being, miracles will abound, abound. Divine supply will show up, and you can see it now. And so as you stand now in a miracle of you that is this moment, notice how connected you are to you, to source energy, to the you that is. Notice how connected you are. Notice. Notice who you are as this, and that is all there is. We could finish today because that's, but our beautiful minds have so much more to say about it. So in the next 24 hours, I want you to notice sometimes what happens with these things is anything that is not in alignment with this might show up. And if it does, you have a new conversation with it. The conversation you have with it now is, I'm going to the Neural Pathway Gym. I see that you are providing me with a moment of resistance so that I can go back to right here. I see that you're providing me with a moment of resistance, so just like going to the gym, pushing against the weight, you're showing me what to push against so that I can strengthen the new neural pathway. I can go to what I was feeling in day one, when that little one said, this is who I am. And notice that we've created, we've polished off another diamond of truth that is now being placed gently and beautifully in our physical heart and our spiritual heart to remind us of the bright, shiny object that we are. We're more than an object. We are a being of tremendous power and light. And we get to stand in that right now. So what I'd love for you to do right now is just share on the comments what is some of the words that describe your gift. And you remember I said, I am a listener. I am grace. I am love. I'm able to, my heart is open. Whatever it is, share with me in the comments right now. What are your gifts in the Facebook comments? And for those of you who are listening on the audio, come to the Facebook live afterwards and share your comments here. I love seeing them. And, of course, if there's anything else you want to share on the Facebook comments, you're welcome to do that. And, if you're coming late to this and you have not ever registered for this and you're wondering what the heck it is and you want more, there's 3 more days left of the 5-day challenge. Just type in the comments, register. And I will send you a message on Facebook. Watch for that. And that message will be about information on how to register so that you get the emails and you get to go to the listening salon where all of this is placed. Okay. So for those of you listening to the replay, comment anyway because I'm going to be watching the comments all the way along. I hope you're having a great time. So let me look at some of the comments here. We've got storytelling, yes. Love and compassion, delicious love, Janet, yes. I am love, care, understanding others, and being soft. That's right. Kindness and caring. I am a lovist. Yes, Kathy. Okay, so love. That's right. True love. That's right. That's your gift. Putting myself in another's place. Empathy. That's right. I am empathy. Yes, to allow people to be in a safe place. Communication with animals and reading people. Yes. And listening, that's right. Sharing encouragement, sharing creativity, yes. And when you're saying what you are now, it's really good to type these things down. I hope you've been doing your noticing journal as well. It's good to type these things down because When we do, it's like, whoa, yes, and it resonates more. And then we're strengthening even more that new neural pathway. Right? So isn't that cool that we don't have to say, I'm an artist, or I'm a healer. We can just say, I'm grace. I am grace and able to listen. That's so much more the truth of it. And we can claim it and say, yes, that's a beautiful gift, isn't it? And then take a moment to say, what does it feel like to, as you write it down, what's that feel like to be that? And again, that shining light of consciousness that's growing it even more. So we have established today a new neural pathway of your gifts. Yay! Oh my God, I'm so excited. I'm going to calm down now. You are doing so fantastic. I'm so delighted that you've stuck with it and joined me for another day. So keep with it. Remember, tomorrow is Money Day. Day three is Money Day. And then, let me look at my schedule here. Day four is Relationship Day. Day five is Physical Healing. And then I've added a day six, which is going to be, live interactive. It's going to be a little different than this, but it's extremely powerful. I hope you're having fun. I hope you're starting to realize who you are. And if life shows you a curveball in the next 24 hours, which it could, because sometimes your soul says, oh, she's paying attention. I'm going to throw her this one so that she can resolve it and unwind it. Use it, and go back to this moment. Look at it and say, what if this is here for me? Use it. Go to the neural pathway gym. Use it as a point of resistance that's strengthening you, not a point of resistance that's telling you you're not good enough. Okay? I love you. I thank you for being part of this. Your energy is co-creating all of it. I have just one little sentence that tells me what I'm going to do during the day, and you bring out everything. So just know that I am you speaking to you right now. Know that you are co-creating through me to create this. In fact, before I even created this, I heard the whispers of divinity. I went in and I spoke with you in my dreams, in my meditations, and I said, what do you need? And you said this. So this is you creating this. You get to be proud of yourself. Thank you, and I'll see you on day three. Wow, we're already day three. Bye.